Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keyser here with you on this Thursday morning. The Preds back in action tonight on the road, taking on the New York Rangers at Madison Square Garden. Pre-game at 5 o'clock, putt drop at 6 o'clock here on 102.5, 106.3, the game. And to help us talk more about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Predators assistant coach Dan Hynote. Dan, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We're awesome. Appreciate you taking time to be with us this morning. Dan, overall, you know, obviously there's a process that's ongoing with your team of learning a new system and implementing all those things that you guys are asking them to do. Overall, what do you make of the first four games and where your team is at in that process?
I think we're right on track. I think, you know, when you look at the bright spots, our 5-on-5 game has been really good in the sense of like going toe-to-toe with Tampa and going toe-to-toe with Boston 5-on-5. Yeah, and obviously, you know, we had a good outcome against Seattle. And these are all upper echelon teams. So, you know, from a systematic standpoint, yeah, we're a little bit behind these other teams that we've been playing because the teams we've been playing have been together for a really long time. And so, you know, they don't question the system. They don't have to think out there. So a little bit quicker than we are right this second. But when we're on, you can see flashes of what we're going to be. And I'm very optimistic.
So I'm sure there's not like a number you can put on that, Dan, but I don't know. Do you look at it that way in terms of, okay, we're 70% there now or whatever it is in terms of how you guys want to see, you know, the system implemented, how fast you want the guys out there, and then by whenever we're at 80, I mean, do you guys look at it in any way like mathematically, or is it just sort of let it grow?
Well, I don't know if there's a way to put a number to it. I think if you're at 20 games, you should have kind of figured out everything. You know, I think the 20 game mark is a really good number for each team to feel comfortable in whatever their process is. So, you know, our process isn't just implementing new systems. You got to keep that in mind. We're also in the storming phase of our new regime, right? Like you can't bring in the kind of leadership we brought in and everything just fit perfectly into the puzzle, right? Like people have to figure out where they fit in with the new puzzle. And we added some big pieces to this puzzle. So, you know, there's always that. Where do I fit in now that we've added X, Y, and Z? And if you're X, Y, and Z, it's where do I fit in this whole new puzzle? So that takes some time, too. You know, and so we're figuring out the locker room. We're figuring out the systematic play. We're figuring out a new GM. We're figuring out a new coach. Like, we're only four games in. It feels like we're already at that 20-game mark because we have all these things going on. But that's why I'm so optimistic, because when you do see us playing at full speed without thinking and reacting, we're a really good team. So, you know, once we get all of these things in place, I'm really excited with this young crew and this new leadership that we've added.
So, Dan, obviously a coaching change heading into this year. You are very familiar with Andrew Brunette, the player, during your time in Colorado. What have been your impressions of Andrew Brunette, the coach, to this point?
You know what? It's funny when you play with a guy and you have certain expectations of what you remember as a teammate. And he is all of those things and so much more as a coach. So it's really cool to see the evolution that he's taken since him and I played together, you know, because he's had some great experiences, you know, under great coaches, under great GMs. He's been a GM himself for a while, you know, so he understands that side of it, which, you know, is very unique to our coaching staff, because we have a GM that was once a coach and we have a coach that was once a GM. So that's pretty cool, because you get a lot of insight into each facet, but also there's very little, we're very well connected with our management group because, you know, Barry's coach. So he gets our process and he gets what we're looking at. And that's a huge advantage for us. So for me, watching him grow as a human and as a coach now, and, you know, as a former teammate, it's really impressive. And I love just watching back, and his brain doesn't work like everyone else's. So it's kind of, you know, when he talks, you have to listen, because something cool is going to come out, something you haven't thought of, because like I said, he thinks the game differently than a lot of players of my ilk. Right. So I can't even fathom what goes through his head. So I have to listen. I have to write things down. I have to pay pay attention because every time he talks, something cool is going to come out that you can learn from. So it's really cool to watch, a guy that I've considered a friend for a really long time evolved into what he's grown into, which is a very successful coach.
Okay, I want to lean in on that, Dan. So his brain doesn't work like everybody else's. So can you give us an example maybe of something that where, you know, he said something that you're like, oh, okay, like you look at something differently?
Yeah, well, you know, for instance, we were talking shop last night, and we were just talking about player X, you know, on whatever team. And you know, I have certain values that I value as a coach and, in players. And this the player we were talking about didn't necessarily have those characteristics that I personally prefer in a player. But he started talking about how few players in the league are able to see the play and make the play. And how, you know, the players that I was talking about, there's a lot of those players in the NHL, you know, and you can go and you can find them. They're very valuable, but they're out there. Versus the player that actually sees the play and makes the play, you know, those are few and far between. So when you're weighing and measuring, you know, player X versus player Y, player Y makes plays, that makes him a little rarer, you know, and harder to find and therefore more valuable to a team than, you know, player X. So that was a cool thought process that I had never even mentioned, had never even thought of, right? Like how valuable that is, that little aspect of being able to see the play and then make the play. So that's the biggest difference between the guys in the AHL and the guys in the NHL. And, you know, so it was really cool epiphany on my part to give, you know, that type of player a lot more credit than I have given them in the past.
Yeah, that's really, really interesting. Dan Hynote with us here on Robbie and Rex Road. Dan, from your vantage point, what sort of a tone or I guess a culture piece has Ryan O'Reilly been adding? We know what he can do on the ice, but, you know, beyond that, in the room, how valuable has his leadership been to this point from your vantage point?
Yeah, I think he's had a huge impact, you know, that's the great part is we had good leadership in already here. And then you add someone like him, someone like Chen, someone like Nyquist, where, you know, they have the credibility of having played, but also, you know, having won, that goes a long way. And then you just watch the habits, right? Never mind his positive demeanor, his easygoing, you know, conversation, never mind all that. What about the fact that he's always the first one out there and always the last one off? You know, like how far does that go for your young guys, and how far does that go for your veterans? You know, to see that kind of work ethic and you know, he kind of drags guys into that realm, into that fight of getting better, growing every day because he's doing it. So maybe I should too. And you know, that when you're looking for a mentor for your young guys and be like, hey, this is watch this guy. You know, he plays the game the right way, both on and off the ice, so he's a good guy for us to point to.
Speaking of the young guys, Dan, what are you seeing from the, I think Andrew actually called it the kids line. We need to come up with a more creative name, the kids line, but you know the line I'm talking about. Tomasino, Evangelista, Novak, what are you seeing from those guys right now?
Well, they've kind of gone how the team has gone, you know, where it's you see flashes of what they can provide, you know, and it's not, we haven't played, not that there is anyone, you know, easy to play against in the NHL, but the teams we've played against have been upper echelon teams. So, you know, for them to cut their teeth early this season against that kind of talent is great for them because you can, there's lots to learn. And, you know, implementing a new system, new coach, new vernacular, you name it, on top of that, you know, you got to give them a little bit of credit for the success they have had. So, just like I said, it comes and goes, you know, as they're learning the system and as they're learning the league. But you do see some really good flashes of what's going to be coming down the road from those three.
Well, Dan, we're looking forward to the game tonight in New York. Really appreciate you taking time to be with us this morning, and good luck. We'll talk to you soon.
As always, it's my pleasure. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You as well. Dan Hynote, Predators assistant coach, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. I know a lot of people, you hear like a coach talk about first one on, last one off, and you like roll your eyes. As somebody who has tried to talk with Ryan O'Reilly on multiple occasions and has had to sit there and wait for him to get off the ice, I can tell you, He's the last one off. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
The guy stays out there.
Yeah. Talking with like Trotz last week in the stands, and he's watching, and he's like, see, look, they're actually trying to get him off the ice. They're trying to convince him to leave
right,
the ice.
Right, exactly.
Like, wow, yeah, that's
it's a little different. Yeah. And I'm like, I asked him, I was like, is this, you do this every time? It's just what I do, man. I'm like, well, I see why they're bringing you in.
Yeah. Yep.
It's good stuff. Appreciate Dan Hynote for taking time to join us. Preds in action tonight in New York. Like I said, pregame 5 o'clock, puck drop 6 o'clock here on 102.5, 106.3 the game. We'll take your thoughts on that interview with Dan Hynote. There's also something, Joe, that Kuharsky brought up with us yesterday that I want to get your thoughts on as well. We'll do all that next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 the game.